On this week of Cross Examine, we will be discussing the aftermath of the same-sex marriage ruling of the U.S. Supreme Court, as well as the upcoming The Knights Party Congress on Labor Day weekend. Stay tuned for Cross Examine. Welcome, my friends, to another episode of Cross Examine. I am your host, Attorney Jason Robb, and we are coming from Harrison, Arkansas, the beautiful Ozark Mountains. This is where KKK Radio is always aired. We are going to be discussing the continual aftermath of the same-sex marriage ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, some of you may be saying, well, what else is there to discuss? The U.S. Supreme Court ruled that same-sex couples can marry and have all benefits. And that's it. There's nothing else really to discuss. But my friends, what you need to understand is that is just now where the battle begins. The battle regarding our Christian society, our battles regarding whether or not we are going to be able to freely be able to pass down our First Amendment right to our children, our grandchildren, about this travesty that is happening in our culture with the same-sex marriage. Now, the United States has always been a Christian country. It was declared not only by the U.S. Supreme Court on several decisions in the 1800s. One notable case was the Trinity Church case, in which the U.S. Supreme Court held that the United States was a Christian country. All our first colonies in the United States and the states themselves required you to profess a belief in Jesus Christ, even to hold office. And so, throughout the United States, Christianity was the fabric of our society. And our courts recognized that. Our laws recognized that. Our churches recognized it. It was something that was inherent in our fabric of society, like I said. And so when we talk about this ability to continue to pass on our belief that we should remain a Christian country, and part of that ability to remain a Christian country is to be able to allow us to freely exercise our deeply held faith. This deeply held faith of Christianity is under attack. It is attacked more than any other religion. And the reason is because there's such a hatred with Christianity. Christianity is synonymous to being a white person, and does not mean that Christianity can't be someone who is of another race, but specifically the white race is the same as Christianity. Christianity is the same as the white race. If anyone looks through the history, you can easily see in Europe, it was called Christendom because the two was inherently embedded with each other. Christianity with our European ancestors were the same. And so that is why Christianity is hated by other religions. It's hated by the Jewish organizations. It's hated by your very extreme liberal organizations. It's hated by sodomites. And the same-sex ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court just puts more fuel on the fire to attack our way of life, the Christian way of life. And so when people say, well, okay, the U.S. Supreme Court made its ruling, how's that really going to affect me as a Christian? How's that going to affect me to be able to actively participate in a Christian organization or go to a Christian college? How's it going to affect me to be able to talk to my children about the tenets of Christianity, which is sodomy being an abomination to God, miscegenation being an abomination to God? How's that really going to affect me, Jason? And so some of you may be thinking about that. But what you got to understand is this decision by the U.S. Supreme Court to allow same-sex marriage is going to give the federal government the ability to really shut down colleges that practically the Christian faith, that believe that that sodomy is not biblical, is immoral, and is an abomination to God. And the reason we are still talking about this ruling is because I want to talk about what's happening since this ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court. Well, what is happening is that the IRS is going to eventually start revoking tax-exempt statuses to anybody that has a 501c3 tax status. So a 501c3 tax status exemption allows an organization to basically be tax exempt if it's set up for maybe a particular trade, or to set up for to do a charity, something that benefits society. That's basically what the bottom line of a 501c3 tax status is. They're not supposed to make any profits, but it's just to better society in general. Well, after the Supreme Court held that states could not ban miscegenation, which is race mixing, the IRS then eventually revoked tax-exempt status on organizations and groups that did not believe in miscegenation. And the U.S. Supreme Court held that the IRS could do that because it was against the public policy. The U.S. Supreme Court held that miscegenation was allowed, and so that now was public policy. And if you do not allow miscegenation under your 501c3, then that was against public policy. And so they are going to do the same thing with sodomy, same-sex marriages. Now, some of you may be saying, well, I don't think that's going to happen. Well, just listen. It will happen. Case on point. Senator, this is pretty recently, Senator Mike Lee at a hearing had asked the Internal Revenue Commissioner, John Keskinen, if he would pledge not to remove tax-exempt status from Christian colleges without the authorization of Congress, of the courts. And the commissioner said that he wouldn't surprise anyone, but just give fair warning. And this is basically what he said, quote, "Will you commit to me that while you remain on as a commissioner, you will not, in the absence of a directive by Congress or by the courts, that you will not take any action to remove the tax-exempt status from religious colleges and universities based on their belief that marriage is between a man and a woman?" And this is what Senator Lee asked. Now, what the response was, said the public would have plenty of notice and plenty of opportunity to comment, and that's not going to happen in the next 2.5 years, Koskinen added. And then he stated, we don't have authority to do that. And then that basically was the end of it. But what you have to really catch on is he said that he's not going to do anything in the next 2.5 years. And my friends, he probably won't. The IRS probably is not going to do anything in the next couple of years because they're going to let the public kind of calm down, simmer down, and allow people to be able to kind of swallow this decision by the U.S. Supreme Court and get pacified of the decision of the U.S. Supreme Court and get the people kind of get used to the decision. And then, just give it a few years, then they will start slowly and slowly, but surely they will start revoking colleges, Christian colleges, because they do not, or I should say, because they discriminate against same sex. So that is what you will see. And it's not something that is going to happen immediately, but you will start seeing colleges having to make a effort of either to bow down to the IRS and say, no, we are not going to allow same-sex couples attend our Christian colleges, so we will allow you to revoke our tax-exempt status. Or are the colleges going to allow same-sex couples to enter their Christian campuses and not have their 501c3 tax status exemptions be revoked? And so the question is, are they going to do this or not? And I would propose, yes, they are going to allow same-sex couples to attend their Christian colleges. Now, these Christian colleges have already shown that they will not stand on principles. They stood on the principles of not allowing miscegenation in their college campuses. Bob Jones University, probably the most notable college out there, they did not allow miscegenation. And then when their tax-exempt status was about to be revoked, they miraculously changed their policy. And so Christian colleges will do the same thing with the sodomy issue. It's just a matter of time. It's just a matter when the IRS will do that. So you need to, everyone needs to stay tuned and just keep on watching here in the next year or two what the IRS is going to do. Another aftermath of the U.S. Supreme Court decision is the United States Boy Scouts, the Boy Scouts of America. Now, the Boy Scouts of America, it's one of these organizations that had been set up for years to allow boys to be raised in a moral organization, to be taught right from wrong, to go camping, and one of their tenets of the Boy Scouts is to raise morally fit boys to become men. That was the reason for the Boy Scouts of America. And I was a Cub Scout leader here in the local Boy Scouts in Harrison, Arkansas. My son Caleb, he was a Cub Scout, and he really loved it. And this was back in 2013, so it was two years ago. And I was a den leader. I had several parents with their kids in our den. And I was blessed enough to be a den leader for a year. Now, the same year that I was a den leader and my son Caleb was in the Cub Scouts, the decision regarding allowing gay boys in the Boy Scouts came down. At the end of that year, the decision of Boy Scouts of America to allow sodomite children in our ranks was passed. As a result of that, I was very upset. I could not believe that Boy Scouts of America was going to allow sodomite children into our ranks. I was very upset with that decision. How can you raise morally right children, morally straight children, when you're allowing a sodomite child into your ranks? The Boy Scouts of America has always been, for the most part, a Christian organization. It was set by Christians and had that long history of a really a morally based organization. And when they did that, when the Boy Scouts lifted the ban on allowing sodomite children into our ranks, I resigned. I sent a letter to our local den commander and the commander in Arkansas, and resigned and gave them the reason, saying that you're allowing sodomites into our ranks, and it is only going to be a few years that you're going to allow the instructors, the Cub Scout leaders themselves, you're going to allow sodomite men to be Cub Scout leaders and Boy Scout leaders. And presto, go forward 2 more years. We're now in 2015. And that is just what has happened. The Boy Scouts of America has just voted to allow sodomite troop commanders to be queers. If they are queers and they want to be Boy Scout commanders, then they're allowed to do that. And Robert Gates, who's the president of the Boy Scouts of America, specifically said, quote, "The national organization will no longer allow discrimination against its paid workers or at BSA-owned facilities, but local troops and councils will be permitted to decide for themselves whether they will allow openly gay volunteer leaders. The executive board's vote was taken at the suggestion of the group's president, former Defense Secretary Robert Gates, who noted that the Scouts are facing potential lawsuits by gay adults who were shut out by positions." So instead of the Boy Scouts to stand on its principles, to stand on what was morally right, they bend over and allowed the sodomites to run the show, to basically allow their filthy lifestyle into the Boy Scouts ranks. And I would encourage all parents out there, if you have children in Boy Scouts, remove them. If you have children in Cub Scouts, remove them. Your children do not need to be around sodomites. They do not need to be around sodomite children. They do not need to be around sodomite cub masters, den leaders, any person that's an authority. They do not need to be around. If you want your child to be raised as a morally straight person, a person that has Christian convictions, who believes there is a right and there's a wrong, there's an abomination of God, and that part of that abomination is sodomy. If you truly believe that, you truly follow the Word of God, you will remove your child from Boy Scouts. You will remove your child from Cub Scouts. You cannot allow your children to attend and be openly participant of these organizations when they are flatly raising the middle finger to your child. And that is what is happening here. And that is just another effect of the Supreme Court decision, because this decision by the Boy Scouts of America was right after the decision by the U.S. Supreme Court. Well, folks, I am going to take a quick break, and when we get back, we will end with the discussion of the Knights Party Congress on Labor Day weekend. So stay tuned. Hello, this is Attorney Jason Robb. Have you ever thought of remembering the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan, your will or trust? We are deeply appreciative of the help and support our friends have given to this important work over the years. The support towards this holy mission of bringing a message of hope and deliverance to our people must continue, even after you are gone. Our race, faith, and nation are worth every sacrifice we can make. We must continue the struggle until America has been delivered from the vice of death. Our children are depending on it. Email me at jasonrobb@windstream.net and I will help you to continue your fight for our future upon your death.
Look around the world. Do you notice anything? White people are a global minority. Soon, white people will be the minority in historically white nations. Is it a coincidence, or is there white genocide in our future? What about your children or your grandchildren? Is this the end? Is this our fate? Think about it. This message brought to you by Christian Revival Classics and the Christian Revival Center, live every Sunday, right here at 11 a.m. Eastern Time.
Pride isn't just for them anymore. The future is ours as a Crusader Youth Corp.
The world of tomorrow is being shaped by the motherhood of today. The tomorrows of life will owe more to the mothers of today than to any other force or institution. Motherhood is still the most potent force in the world. Christian civilization honors itself when it honors motherhood. Our better selves manifest no truer evidence of our chivalry and devotion than when we honor the memory and inherent rights of our mothers. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, if properly used. Liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of our life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country. Personal liberty is looked upon as the crowning achievement of the people. It is a anything goes mentality. Excesses and fetishes of all sorts are applauded and promoted. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Tommy Freedom and the Freedom Forum right here.
Well, welcome back to Cross Examine. I am your host, Attorney Jason Robb. And we have been discussing the aftermath of the U.S. Supreme Court's decision on allowing same-sex marriage. We've discussed the ability of the Cub Scouts now, or I should say the Boy Scouts of America, to allow Cub commanders, den leaders, to now be open homosexuals to join their ranks. I've been sounding this alarm for a couple years now with them allowing sodomite children into the Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts, how that was going to just be a prelude of allowing sodomite Cub Scout commanders to join the ranks. And so we had just finished off that regarding that, and also about how Christian colleges will most likely bow down to the same-sex crowd, the sodomite crowd, because they will lose their 501c3 tax exempt status under the IRS. And it's just a few years before the IRS will start sending letters and notices out to tax exempt colleges and allowing them a chance to change their policies, or their tax exempt status will be removed. So that's what we talked about the first part of the show. The rest of this show, we only have about 6 minutes. I want to talk about the Nice Party Family Congress that's coming up on Labor Day weekend. That is September 4th, 5th, and 6th. It is the Knights Party Family Congress. It is held at the Christian Revival Center. It's basically the Soldiers of the Cross Bible Camp. And it is on Labor Day weekend. It usually starts Friday around 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. It goes all day Saturday, approximately 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning, where breakfast is served. And then it will go until about 5 or 6 o'clock in the evening on Saturday. There is usually an ice cream social Saturday evening. There's a Virginia reel of dancing out in the patio outside of the Christian Revival Center. And then Sunday, we have our Congress that continues with the traditional cross lighting on Sunday evening. Now, we always have a children or a youth conference that coincides with the regular conference. And we always tell people that it's vitally important for you to bring your children, bring your family to this event. The reason why it is so crucial is because you only have to open your eyes, look around, and you can see this hatred against your people. You can see this hatred against your culture and your heritage. And this hatred is going to only increase. If you think it's going to decrease, if you think it's just going to magically go away, then you are really, truly are an ostrich. If you think you're going to just put your head in the sand and all of this will magically disappear, you're fooling yourself, my friends. This attack on our culture, this attack on our heritage, this attack on our race is being escalated at a phenomenal rate. You can see the attack on the Confederate flag. You can see where people are getting shot at by displaying the Confederate flag. You can see where our monuments are being destroyed. They're being toppled over. They're being removed. They're being vandalized. The non-whites have basically pressed the green button on go to attack Whitey. That is basically what is happening. And this Confederate flag issue, it's not because they hate the Confederate flag, is they hate what it represents. They hate what it represents. And what does it represent? It represents white people loving their people, loving their culture, loving their heritage, wanting to be proud of who they are. And the non-whites hate it. They do not want you to be proud of who you are. Now, they will say, well, you're a racist, you're a hater, you're a bigot, you're a hick, you're a honky. Whatever name they want to demonize you, make fun of, it doesn't matter. It's because they hate you as a race. They hate you, and they hate your children. Now, they are not going to say they hate you. They're not going to say they hate your children. They're going to say, no, we just don't want you to raise your children to be bigots and racist. And what that really is, they don't want your children to be raised with a sense of pride. They don't want them to be grown up and love who they are, to love their people, to love their rich culture and their rich heritage. And the Knights Party Family Congress is an event that you need to attend. You need to bring your family. It is a wonderful time. It's only about 15, 20 minutes outside of Harrison, Arkansas, in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. We have a modern facility, the Christian Revival Center. We have cabins that you and your family can stay at if you let us know ahead of time. And at a nominal price, you can stay at the cabins. We have showers and a nice play area for the children. We've just finished a lily pond and a nice water aesthetics stream down the hill. We have a nice patio, really a modern facility that where you can just come and relax. There's speakers. We have entertainment. We have all different types of the Christian Heritage Band. We'll be here singing Steve and Bonnie, a Christian couple from Tulsa, Oklahoma, will be here. It's a time that you really will enjoy it. But more important, it's a time that you need to bring your family because we need to stick together, my friends. We have a right to exist, and you need to remember that. That is all we have today. I will see you next week. And remember, you do have the right to exist.